Hi, Thomas.
Good afternoon, Norman. How are you?
I'm good. I think I'm a little crazed today between the screw ups I'm having with my computer and everything else that's going on. Anyhow, how are you today?
Very good. Doing fantastic. Day is good.
Okay. I apologize. It was my fault. I couldn't send him the Adobe because I wasn't sure that he'd be able to unload it. So what I did is I did a cut and paste on it, and I left out the information on that one hidden down in the corner URL for the details. So he has it now. He has the whole operation. I think I upset his lunch.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So how soon are we launching the project today?
I'm sorry?
How soon we're just like getting started to the project today? I want you to meet your project manager as well.
No, it's not gonna happen today. He's gonna give me this back. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're an international company, believe it or not. He's giving it to me back. It'll go to the board members. One of our board members will be going to sleep shortly. He's in Hungary. Mm-hmm. One is in Switzerland. The other three here in the States. I want to have it done by Friday.
Sure.
I want to be able to send you money on Friday. If not,
sure.
Assuming he doesn't find any crowd, because I started to go through it, I didn't realize how many other things that could happen and keep us from getting it back. One of the things that bothers me a lot, it doesn't bother me at all, but I'm going to be part of that design team.
Okay.
So I don't expect that to be any difficulty. By the time we get this thing ready to go up online, I'm not worried about the design. I'm worried about the mechanics. That's all. And I think you guys should handle that pretty well.
Definitely. We'll do our best.
I'm sorry. I know that the office is putting you through hell.
No, they're not. No, absolutely not. They're not. No, nobody's like forcing me. Or I'm not even forcing you for anything. It's nothing like that. Nobody's asking questions. We're just like looking forward to get started working with you. That's it.
No, I understand that. I'm laughing about it. I know what you're living through. But it's from my end of it. It's like what do they call those things? You have to get on the phone and not let people get off until you have the order. But this will be a good opportunity for you. You can't visualize what we're going through and how big a reception that is waiting for this thing to be landed.
Right.
I mean, I've got the city, all of the members on the City Council of Berlin that are involved in the rebuilding of the tourist section around downtown Charlie and the Allied Museum. I've got the Thomas Mann Scholarship Program there and here. I've got two universities here lined up. And then all of our guys and the books that we have out, everybody that has bought these books are ready for it. I mean, we got a big market open for it.
It is, for a not-for-profit.
I wish it was a for-profit. We're literally just on the information we've been getting, that within a year, we should have well over a million hits on this thing.
Oh, for sure, I hope so.
Well, you don't know it. I have a question for you. I have most of my guys, we have an ear for languages. Mm-hmm. And I always try to locate where people came from by their accent.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tag me based on the last person I spoke to. you can tell me, hey, you're a New Yorker. And New Yorker would tell you exactly what street I was born on. But I lived in Massachusetts. And if I'm talking to someone in Massachusetts, my accent is wicked bad in or Maine. And I pick it up in foreign languages. Living in Germany, departing of the way. I notice a tone in your voice and language and I can't pick out what you had an original language with. It was not English.
Give it a try. Yes, that's English. I'm from North London, all the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I meant to say it wasn't originally American, is what I should have said.
It's English. You're right. You said it right, but you didn't mean it, but you said it right.
Correct, yeah. Where in England?
Holloway?
Where?
Holloway.
In Holloway?
It's, I would say, around 4 miles from, like, Charing Cross.
That's in the northeast.
Yeah, north side.
Yeah, I had family. My grandparents came. They were East Enders. I think I still have some relatives that are fishmongers living back there. but we love the country. I go over. I've been there.
It's like, I would say, a bustling neighborhood, like the whole Holloway, with plenty of like local kind of charm. So it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the vibe.
Well, most of the country is like charm.
Yep, that's true.
And my daughter lived there for a little while. She got a license in cosmetology here in the States. And we were over in England shortly after that. And we walked into the Sassoon Salons, and I realized they have a school there.
Okay.
And, so as a graduation present, she and a girlfriend
mm-hmm.
went to take advanced programs from Sassoon. My daughter is now considered one of the top 100 colorists in America.
That's cool.
She lived in near Harrods. What's that? Knightsboro? The neighborhood near Harrods.
Okay.
On the other side of the park.
Yeah, but that's not north.
No.
Yeah.
No, it had another name, something Knights. I can't remember the name of the area. As we go, we usually stay at the Oxford at the other side of Hyde Park, and you can walk all over the city from there. But yeah, it's a wonderful country, and. And as I said, my mother's parents lived there, had 8 of their 11 children there.
But whenever,
so they were East Enders.
They got like tons of pictures from the Hyde Park. I always take good pictures whenever I go to that Hyde Park. So yeah, it's kind of cool.
Well, the location is very convenient for both the subways, the buses, and the walk. You can walk the whole city from there, basically.
That's true. That's true.
It's convenient.
It's like,
what do you call it?
The park in the Central Park. It's like the Central Park, similar to that.
Yeah. It's prettier. very interesting with the guys on the orange crates orating on the corners.
That's right.
So how long have you been here?
It's been 11 years. It's a long time.
Oh.
That's why I kind of have a mixture of both the accents.
Yeah. Well, I just keep testing my ears because I have the ability to learn languages very quickly, and I don't keep them at the tip of my tongue. But if I'm in any country for more than 5 or 6 days, I can pick up the vocabulary. It's a thing. I can point my finger and say, "What is that?" I think in 10 or 12 languages, and studied a few of them. Most of the countries and most of the guys in our unit and most of the people that are going to be involved with this project all have that capabilities. Dealing with an unusual group of old guys here.
I haven't met.
But I appreciate your pension. You don't have to push me. I'm pushing myself. We have a members meeting coming up. On the 28th of February, it's one of our Zoom meetings. We have one every month. and we'll have most of our people on, and I want to be able to give them a progress report that the thing is under under work, and hopefully have an estimated time of when we'll be able to launch it, because these guys are ready to go spread the word.
Yep. That's
so
right.
I don't know if that works. Like, you know, you have a better understanding of what the world of websites are like, but you know, this is an unusual thing. There are some archival websites out there. I don't know if you've had any experience with them, but
yeah, we'll keep on showing you the work, and we would just would say need the feedback from you based on what we are doing for you. So don't worry about it. We got you. Like, we will show you the work.
Well, yeah, don't worry about it. If I have to, I'll be up there for a couple of days and sit with you guys. So the image I sent you, I already have the image of what I want, the first page. There's things I don't understand. A page is really a subject. It's not an 8x10. You can scroll a page. Am I correct?
You can.
Yeah, so that threw my mind off on designs. But basically, I know exactly what I want the thing to look like. A lot of it is going to be I have to create the verbiage. I don't want you guys to fuck up the way the last publisher did on our book. I think I may have told you the story. They're doing a proofread, and we're talking about West Berlin, and they rewrite it to Western Berlin. They have not a clue what West Berlin is. And then every time we call them to find out, you know, can you do this, can you do that, and they give you a new managing person. And my first question is, have you read the book? Well, we don't have the time for that. You're going to market it, and you haven't read the book. Well, it's out there, and it's moving. We just can't get it out of this.
Yeah, we will. Once we get there, we'll talk about the idea that I gave you about the audiobook.
I spoke to him about it.
Yeah,
I spoke to him about it. He had one concern, one major concern.
What was it?
The strength of the book, the strength of the book, I think it's in the verbiage, because the pictures to me, I live those pictures. But his feeling is that how do you show the pictures in a video, in an audio? And I told him, you don't. You got to be able to sell it so they go out to buy the book. Not just listen to the video or buy the video. I mean the audio or buy the audio. You've got to make it as enticing in the marketing for them to buy the book. The book is over 200 pictures, 200 photos, most of them taken by the author. But it's the write out. I should send you a copy.
Oh yeah, please. I'll send you my address.
Email your address. I'll see if I can pull one out of them. They're getting too much money for them anyhow, but I'll see if I can get you one as a gift.
Oh, cool, cool.
The soft color. Soft color. And you'll get an idea of who you're dealing with. A bunch of characters. I explained to people, you know, what'd you do? I said, have you seen the Jason Bourne movies? He said, you did that? Not quite as violently.
Yeah, exactly.
We were trained pretty much the same way, but they didn't take our memory away. So basically, there's nothing that Bourne did that we were not capable of doing. But not violently. So don't get nervous. You know.
No, obviously. Obviously.
Don't start looking over your shoulder. Just get the thing right.
I got you, sir. Talk to you very soon.
Okay. Look, so, yeah, I know you want to get up. One thing I'll offer you again also, if you come to L.A., do you ever come down here at all?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have been giving tours, volunteer educational docent at the Peterson Automotive Museum.
All right.
And if you ever come down here, you would be my guest.
Absolutely, would love to.
Get you into the vault, and anything else of interest, I'm considered the house spook over at the Linda Museum on Iron Curtain history, and I know my way around town pretty good, so I'd be happy to show you around.
I'm into history. Yeah, I like with the historical places, and this vacation is like I went to Thailand. And there was not so much to visit, like historical stuff, but the islands, yeah, I like the vibe of the islands.
When you were there, you went to you didn't stay in Bangkok. You went to
No.
My
yeah,
brain is...
not Bangkok. Like, I don't like Bangkok. I hate it. Like
a friend of mine owns most of the city.
Yeah, I was in Phuket, and then there was another
Phuket. Yeah.
Koh Samui, that was an island, and then Phi Phi Island, that was cool.
Yeah.
There's an island.
That's a wonderful place. Probably the best food in the world.
Not in the world. Somewhere. Not in the world. I'm
well,
have you tried Turkish food?
I haven't been to Turkey. I don't know what Turkish food really is. I know what Mediterranean food is, and I like Greek food. I like Italian food. But I have never had two places I've never had a bad meal: Italy and in Thailand.
Obviously, Italy. Obviously.
Oh, I've been going to Italy on and off since 1963. I think I remember every meal I ever had there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have friends that have a vineyards up near Modena.
But
you know where Modena is?
But you get a chance, like you should visit Turkey, because it's full of historical places, and it's kind of Muslim country, so like you'll visit some the history of Muslims, but you'll like that.
But it's a little difficult to go right now. About 35,000 people currently dead.
Oh yeah. That was
a disaster. I'm willing to bet over 100,000 people in Syria will wind up dead from this thing because they have no support.
Yeah, we've been donating.
No, not about to go.
Yeah. Not for
and
now,
I,
but
and,
yeah. Anytime
yeah.
soon. But the main city is not affected,
you know?
The main city that I'm talking about is not affected. It's like the
Istanbul?
Middle of Syria. Not Istanbul, for sure not. It's the middle of, Syria and Turkey, like the middle, got affected.
Yeah, well, we have guys. I can talk about it now. But working in Sinop, we used to work in Sinop too, which is nice. If you wanted a date on Saturday night, it would probably be a sheep. But it was. we had a listening post in Sinop, right on the Black Sea, and so we had guys out. We had a few guys out in that area too. And but I have no desires to go back up to Karachi anymore. That's a terrible, terrible time it was when I was there. And
now, what city is
that? Like
it.
Karachi.
Where is it?
Pakistan. Pakistan.
You don't like it?
No, terrible place.
Why not? Like, I got friends there.
Yeah, well, how about the first night I was there in the Sheraton Hotel, and at about 2 in the morning, there's an explosion. It turns out somebody rocketed the bank about half a mile away. It's just a terrible, filthy place. Not pleasant. I did good business. I had very good factories out there. They were well run. Most of the people that ran them had been emigres from India during the Muslims left India. They were educated and rich, and they moved into Pakistan, and they pretty much run everything there. But
I think like things are quite different there. Like it's managed in the middle. The army was running the whole country. there.
Yeah, it still does.
Yes, that's true.
Trust me. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
So it's good that you've traveled a lot. That's good.
Yeah, I like to. Next is going to be Turkey for sure. Or maybe Thailand.
Oh, you haven't. You're going back to Turkey. Right.
Yep. Maybe, but yeah, I might go back to Thailand because the last time I went there, I just went to party there. There was an event like a music festival.
What are the reasons to go there?
Obviously. It was something which was happening after like 10 years again in Thailand. So yeah, I had to go there. So that's why I went there. But again, if I go there, I'm going to visit only the islands. That's it. For meditation.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Okay. All right. I've taken you away from your desk long enough. And believe me, you don't have to push me. I'm pushing it, and it's on my timetable, unfortunately. You're nervous about it. Don't be nervous about it unless the lawyers come up with something absolutely insane or the world comes to an end. I like the presentation, and I like the follow-up.
Appreciate it. So now I would say
I'm sorry?
Now I will say I would wait for your email only.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That would help because I got to refine everything. I don't know what we're going all over the place. I don't know what apps these guys have. If it comes to me on the West Berlin archive in clean type, or an attachment that's either a PDF or a JPEG. Which is standard with computers, I can send them to anybody. When you send me an Adobe, I have Adobe app. Not everybody does. And Microsoft, a lot of people don't like Microsoft. So I have to recode everything, and it's a pain in the ass. But has it. I sent you a copy of it. You have his name, his office, his phone number. Don't call him. He's doing pro bono for me. He's one of our guys.
I won't. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. All right. So I put a note on there that I apologize to him for upsetting his lunch today. Okay.
Okay.
And he's only an hour from me, so you don't want him on your doorstep. Okay.
Okay. Talk to you very soon, Vinny. We'll be waiting for you.
Take care, young man. Take care. Bye.
Bye.